September 2nd brings a day defined by the collision of massive capital and rapid technological shifts. The single biggest story is the market's sudden reckoning with rising interest rates and geopolitical risk, which has forced investors to reevaluate the sustainability of the artificial intelligence boom. Turning to the financial landscape, global bond yields surged, pushing the 10-year U.S. Treasury to nearly 4.8%. This spike, combined with crude oil prices jumping to $95 a barrel due to tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, sent equities lower. The DAX fell by about 1%, and the S&P 500 retreated. Analysts note that the market had largely ignored these rising yields until now. This backdrop makes the debut of Shein in Hong Kong particularly striking. The fast fashion giant priced its initial public offering at a valuation of $26 billion, a steep drop from its $100 billion private valuation in 2022. While the company raised $1.7 billion, analysts point to a troubling trend. Marketing spend has risen to 16% of revenue, yet growth has slowed to just 1%. This contrasts sharply with rivals like Inditex, which maintains high profitability without such heavy promotional reliance. In the technology sector, NVIDIA delivered a record-breaking quarter, with revenue doubling to $96 billion. Data center sales accounted for the vast majority of this growth. However, the stock reaction was muted. Investors are wary of the massive capital expenditure required to sustain this growth. NVIDIA has secured a $500 billion financing line from Wall Street entities to fund new data centers, a move that raises questions about the long-term sustainability of the current build-out. Meanwhile, Dell reported a massive earnings beat, with revenue jumping 58%. The company's AI server revenue doubled, but traditional server sales also grew significantly, suggesting a broader hardware upgrade cycle. The rise of AI agents is reshaping how software is built and how businesses operate. Anthropic released Fable 5.1, claiming a 25% cost reduction for typical workloads. However, independent analysis suggests the actual cost per task may be higher due to increased token consumption. This highlights a key theme in the industry, the shift from simply switching models to integrating them into multi-model stacks. Developers are now using open-source tools to automate complex workflows, from code review to customer support. Companies like TESOL report that agents now handle 85% of their pull requests, allowing human teams to focus on higher-level strategy. This automation is not limited to code. In the financial sector, OKX has launched a toolkit that allows AI agents to execute trades via natural language, bridging the gap between crypto assets and traditional finance. Safety and security remain critical concerns as these systems gain autonomy. OpenAI announced that its Astra model has reached a critical threshold for cybersecurity capabilities, discovering zero-day vulnerabilities. However, researchers worry that the new architecture obscures the chain of thought, making it harder to monitor for malicious behavior. In a related development, a security firm discovered a vulnerability where AI agents could automatically execute malicious code from manipulative repository configurations. This underscores the need for robust safeguards as agents gain access to real-world systems. In the healthcare sector, Moderna and Merck announced positive Phase 3 results for their personalized mRNA cancer vaccine. This marks the first successful cancer vaccine in a field with over 1,000 failed trials. The therapy works by sequencing a patient's tumor to identify unique mutations and synthesizing a custom vaccine in roughly 30 days. The trial met its primary endpoint for recurrence-free survival, offering hope for a new mechanism of action in oncology. Finally, in consumer technology, Instagram is renaming its AI creator label to clarify that the profile subject was generated with AI. Creators who fail to label such profiles may face reduced reach. This move follows user frustration with realistic AI-generated profiles. Meanwhile, Amazon launched a new feature within its Alexa shopping assistant that sends personalized notifications when events relevant to a user's interests occur, shifting from answering questions to anticipating purchase triggers. Looking ahead, watch for the impact of rising bond yields on tech valuations in the coming weeks. Also keep an eye on the rollout of Anthropic's new safety systems and the potential for further regulatory action in the EU regarding AI platforms. The next few days will reveal whether the market can absorb these rising costs or if a broader correction is imminent. That is the briefing for today.